And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this hump day, Wednesday, December 27th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As you know, a week ago, the Colorado State Supreme Court ruled 4-3 with all Democrats sitting on the bench, voted to keep Donald Trump off the ballot in the Colorado upcoming presidential primary election. Well, of course, that action was stayed, giving time for President Trump's attorneys to file a expedited emergency request to the United States Supreme Court to rule on whether or not it's constitutional or not. In the process, they had to go through appeal. Well, Laura Ingraham had a couple of guests on her show this week. I believe it actually might have been on Friday. And very interesting that the appellate court judge ruled that the Supreme Court, their decision was unconstitutional. I said all along it was. 14th Amendment, the article amendment 14th, specifically section 3, did not apply to presidency. Talking about insurrection, this word insurrection, how the media immediately started using it after the January 6th insurrection. Actually, it was a protest rally permitted by the national park system, by the way, for patriots, Make America Great Again, patriots from all across the country gathering at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, the day that Vice President Mike Pence was certifying the Electoral College vote for Joe Biden. A rally was held. It was peaceful. They marched then to the Capitol, and things got out of hand. Some argued that they were actually egged on, allowed to enter the Capitol by FBI agents. Plain clothes, FBI was involved in it. It was entrapment. Well, immediately the media started calling it an insurrection, and that President Trump led the insurrection. And they claim, per the 14th Amendment, Article Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, that he therefore was not qualified to be allowed to be on the ballot. Well, guess what? They were overturned. I'm going to play this little interview that Laura Ingraham had with a couple of people that know the Constitution and have been involved in this battle. So we'll cue this up and play it for you right now.
Trump is staying on the 2024 ballot in that state. Remember the Fourth Amendment challenge that was lodged in Colorado, in Minnesota, and in Michigan. All three of those have gone Trump's way. Joining me now is Mike Davis, founder and president of the Article 3 Project and a former clerk to Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. Mike, your reaction, these are three rulings now that have tossed aside, at least now, for now, the 14th Amendment argument that the left was saying was their ticket to keeping Trump off the ballot. Tell us what this means.
Well, I think this biased Denver district court judge out here blinked, because I was certain, sitting through the trial, the week-long trial, that she was going to rule against President Trump. But I think that she saw the political backlash. She saw that three other courts in three different states ruled against this Democrat theory to try to toss President Trump off the ballot. They impeached him twice, indicted him four times, two illegal gag orders, tried to bankrupt him with a bogus civil fraud lawsuit. That only helped President Trump with the polls, and this was their legal Hail Mary to just take Trump off the ballot, and now they're 0-3.
So So this is District Judge Sarah Wallace, and it's the third ruling, as I said, in just a little over a week. And these lawsuits were filed by a left-leaning group that included a bunch of, you know, never-Trumpers, Democrats, and so forth. But here's a key quote from the judge's ruling. She said, to be clear, part of the court's decision is its reluctance to embrace an interpretation which would disqualify a presidential candidate without a clear, unmistakable indication that such is the intent of Section 3, the Section 3 of the Section 3, I believe, in the constitutional argument of the 14th Amendment. Is that correct, Mike?
That is correct. And this judge came back from the break because we could not get anything worse for our country to simply take the leading presidential candidate off the ballot based upon a bogus partisan legal theory that the Democrats are peddling here. The only way to disqualify an office holder under Section 3 of the Constitution, according to case law that's been on the books for over 150 years, is to bring federal criminal charges for insurrection or rebellion, have a jury unanimously find them guilty with evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. The district judge has to convict, and that conviction has to be upheld on appeal. That's the only route, and there's no chance that President Trump was involved with an insurrection on January 6th. It was a lawful protest permitted by the National Park Service that got out of control and turned into a riot.
Now, everyone should understand, so the Minnesota Supreme Court ruling on this, that was just last week, again, said that Trump could remain on the primary ballot because political parties have the sole choice over whether he appears. And then the Michigan judge who ruled on this said that Congress is the proper forum for deciding whether Section 3 of the 14th Amendment applies. So three different judges, three different parts of the country. And Mike, I now want to bring in an attorney who defended Trump in this, former Colorado Secretary of State, Scott Gessler. I mean, Scott, I think it was so ironic that all of these individuals who are out there calling Trump a force against democracy, this is dangerous, tyrannical impulses of Donald Trump. Yet this is precisely what this radical interpretation of Section 3, Article of the 14th Amendment, the Constitution, would have done by ripping him off the ballot. It's stunning to me.
That's exactly the case. Unfortunately, this judge allowed them to go through a full 5-day hearing and a lot further in the process than this should have ever gone. But ultimately, she made the right decision. And that decision is that the people of the United States, we're the ones who get to choose who our president is going to be, not the courts. And it's about, I mean, the whole this whole series of cases, I mean, it relies on some pretty unusual theories from a law that hasn't been enforced for probably over 100 years. So it was a desperate attempt to really prevent people from being able to vote for the person they want.
And Mike, I've said this time and again, it's worth repeating tonight, is that the only way the left will stop, if they're stopped by either being, you know, a judge's ruling, and it has to be an emphatic ruling, or a sweeping electoral victory by Americans who just say, you know, enough of this. This isn't even common sense. Forget being a constitutional scholar. This makes no sense. But, you know, judges one after the other have come in and said, cannot do this.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this is going to be a tactical retreat by the Democrats. Like you said, Laura, they play for keeps. They will do whatever it takes to win. If you thought that 2020 was bad with BLM riots, brace ourselves for what they have in store in 2024 with their Hamas and BLM supporters.
And when we look at this, the way this was cases is being argued, and look, they're going to not stop. So, you know, you argue this case and you win in Colorado. But what's the next hill that has to be climbed for President Trump, the former state secretary?
Well, from a legal standpoint, I think Colorado was probably their best chance. I think this is their high watermark. I'm sure they'll try appealing it to the Colorado Supreme Court, but I don't think they'll have any more luck there than they've had anywhere else across the country. So I'm guessing they'll probably start cooking up a new legal theory that no one's thought of yet, because it's so far out to the left wing that no one will think of it. But this, I think, is their high watermark.
Scott, were you surprised if you saw it in this new, I believe this was the Yeah, this is the Washington Post Monmouth poll that shows that Republican primary voters in New Hampshire, the third most important issue for them is the Justice Department's unfair application of the law. It was the open border, it was inflation, high prices, and I think that came in either third or fourth, ahead of crime. What does that tell you about what Republican primary voters are seeing? And that's in, again, the quirky state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think people are really concerned about fundamental fairness in this country. And you know, we even saw this in Colorado, where the Secretary of State, the current Secretary of State here, instead of sort of being neutral and an honest broker, as soon as this complaint was filed, she came out and accused President Trump of all kinds of things. And it was pretty clear she was biased from the start. So I think people are really concerned about the weaponization of the Department of Justice, of a lot of our public officials, you know, particularly ones who, just hate President Trump. They want to do everything they can to stop him, and they're using the law rather than the democratic processes.
And Mike, nothing is worse than that Judge Engoron. I just think that case in New York, the law clerk, the judge, the smirking for the camera, Letitia James, of all the cases, do you think that is perhaps the worst and the most obviously biased, Mike?
I mean, they're blatantly biased, but the problem is he's clearly going to rule against Trump and try to bankrupt his business. Thank God we have people like Elise Stefanik, a congressional leader who filed an ethics complaint against this biased Manhattan judge. And we need to start fighting back against this lawfare and election interference.
Scott and Mike, both of you, thank you.
Excellent, 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 excellent interview. Basically a perfect recap. We called it. We said it. Because when you look at the 14th Amendment, that is not the intent of the 14th Amendment. Ratified July 8th of 1868 had to do with slavery. And was there potential insurrection or rebellion against the government back then? Yes. The South had seceded from the Union. Insurrection against the Union, against the United States. And if you had led an insurrection or a rebellion during the Civil War, well, guess what? You were barred from being president of these United States. That's what it was written for. That was implied original intent. That's what you always have to look at in looking at the constitutions, both the U.S. and the Michigan State Constitution. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Man, this is absolutely great timing. Greatly appreciate this. Radio station is set up to get breaking news stories from various news agencies across the state, around the country, around the world, actually. Epoch Times, Jack Phillips reporter, just broke a story during the break exactly on this topic. Today, this Wednesday, December 27th, the Michigan Supreme Court rejected an attempt to remove former President Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot in the state of Michigan based on the reading of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment. According to a court document just posted today, Wednesday, the ruling in Michigan starkly contrasts with the decision handed down last week by the Colorado Supreme Court, which was just overturned per that segment, Laura Ingram, that I played, where they disqualified the former president from serving as president and removed him from the Colorado primary ballot on a 4-3 majority of judges, arguing that he was linked to the January 6, 2021 Capitol breach, calling it an insurrection, which is contained in the 14th Amendment, Section 3. United States Supreme Court would overturn the ruling, as he hasn't been charged with either rebellion or insurrection in any jurisdiction. According to the Michigan court's brief order, it denied an appeal against the former president because, quote, it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by this court, end quote. The order appeared to reject the appeal on procedural grounds and did not address questions about whether President Trump engaged in insurrection or rebellion, as contained in the 14th Amendment, Section 3, whether it applies. The order from the Michigan Supreme Court was not signed, and no vote total count was released. As of now, we only know that one Democrat-nominated Justice Elizabeth Welch dissented. But with the ruling, due to the 2024 elections timeline, it allows President Trump to remain on the ballot in Michigan, a key battleground state. Several recent polls have shown that the former president is leading President Joe Biden, a Democrat, in Michigan. The only legal issue properly before the court is whether the Court of Claims and the Court of Appeals erred by holding that the Michigan Secretary of State lacks legal authority to remove or withhold former President Donald J. Trump's name from the Michigan 2024 presidential primary ballot. It's interesting, this tactic. They tried it in Michigan, they tried it in Minnesota, they've tried it in Colorado. All three have been denied. And of course, the latest state talking about after last week's Colorado's action, Lieutenant Governor of California, a communist woman, said that California was going to look at removing him from their California state ballot. Well, I got news for you, California. You guys are 0 for 3 right now. Michigan, Minnesota, and now Colorado. And, of course, you're going to try it in California. Well, good luck with that. Again, nowhere has he been charged with insurrection or even rebellion regarding January 6th. You can't say that he was involved in insurrection and use it for justification to remove him from a state ballot. Not going to happen. Downstate Kim, the bottom line is President Donald J. Trump was never charged or convicted of insurrection or rebellion. That's in the 14th Amendment, Section 3. Absolutely 100% correct. Brian, listening in, 14th Amendment only applies to specific federal offices, state representatives, senators, and others, does not apply to the presidency. Actually, if you technically read it, when it talks about the electors of president and vice president, the electors, folks, are the members of the Electoral College, not the presidency itself. It's in there. But how it's in there, you have to look at it. You have to read it specifically. The electors. Well, I guess words don't matter to them. Because the elector of president and vice president are technically the electors to the Electoral College. Not the office itself. And you know what? It's really interesting. Every single time they tried to do this, President Trump's numbers in the polling go up. Why? Because the people see these tactics. They know they're deathly afraid that if he wins the Republican nomination, he will get reelected, making Joe Biden a one-term president. Overwhelmingly. The people are fed up with this entire trial. And a lot of this can be undone. Energy policies, foreign, national policies, getting us out of funding Ukraine. All of this insanity will stop as soon as an adult enters the Oval Office once again. And that's what they're deathly afraid of. And this time he's coming back with a vengeance. Good. Maybe finally we'll clean up the swamp in Washington, D.C. Make some major reforms in our Justice Department. This two-tiered legal system has got to stop. More stories from Lansing. Hour number 3. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every